On Tuesday, the Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek promised that the Czech standard of living would reach the average of the EU25 in just 7 years. He attributes this to his government's policies, with attractive investment incentives and improving transport infrastructure and efficient use of the EU structural and cohesion funds. Statistics show growth rates that most of the old EU members could only dream of. But is Mr. Paroubek's prognosis realistic? A question I put to economist Markéta Šichtařová.
Well, I have to say I partly agree. If we compare the Czech Republic with the whole European Union, then it is possible that within 6 or 7 or 8 years, we will be on the average of the European Union. We should rather compare the situation in the Czech Republic with a so-called old European Union or a Eurozone. And our forecast says that the Czech Republic will reach the average standard of living in the Eurozone within 25 or 30 years.
That's a rather grim prognosis, 25 or 30 years. Why? What has to happen in order for the country's economy to grow enough?
Well, the problem is that also the rest of the European Union grows quite fast. And while we've got approximately 5% growth in the Czech Republic in 2005 and most probably also in 2006, there is the average growth in the Eurozone between 1 and 2%. And we suppose that we will cover the major gap between the Czech Republic and the Eurozone within, let's say, 10 years. And the very tiny difference which will remain will take us approximately 20 years.
Now, I wouldn't say that Czechs are living such a bad life now. How would you compare their standard of living to the EU 25 today?
It is very comparable with countries such as Spain, for example, but it's not comparable with countries such as Great Britain or Germany or, I don't know, Luxembourg.
In what way would you say it's not comparable?
Yes, because we cannot compare only those attributes such as cars and mobile phones. We have to compare things like the GDP per head. And still there is a very significant gap. For example, in Luxembourg, the lowest guaranteed salary is very much approaching 50,000 crowns in the Czech Republic, which is quite unexpectable within 10 years.
That's over. That's twice the average salary here, isn't
it? Yes,
exactly. More than twice, actually. Now, I believe that foreign investment will also play a large role. Does the Czech Republic have the means to be an effective competitor against Eastern European, let's say, EU newcomers or hopefuls like Bulgaria, Romania, Croatia, maybe even Ukraine?
Definitely the Czech Republic has a big chance to attract a huge amount of foreign direct investments. And it is not only because of, for example, tax incentives. It is mainly because of our infrastructure. While the Czech Republic is very comparable with countries such as Hungary, Poland and Slovak Republic concerning the level of taxes or other incentives, we cannot compare these countries regarding infrastructure because it's much better in the Czech Republic. Also, the Czech Republic have a quite educated labor force. And it makes the Czech Republic very often a winner in a competition for foreign direct investments.
And if Prime Minister Paroubek's prognosis comes true, would then the gap between the rich and the poor widen too?
Well, according to some economic theories, it is said that there is still widening the gap between poor and, let's say, better situated people and also regions. But it is very much dependent on the social policy of the state, so we cannot compare it just now.
And I was speaking there to economist Markéta Šichtařová.